This is RSBNB Update, episode 538, recorded Friday, October 9th, 2015, The Moist Seeds. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. Just me and Earth this week.
I'm back.
Indeed. I guess maybe the vampires got to you then.
They did?
Did they?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought no. All right. I'll hold those comments to myself then.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the vampire quest was enough reason for you to go and watch Twilight?
Really?
Perhaps?
Well, you would be mistaken, sir.
Alright, well, this week is an update that can be looked at in a number of ways, as is the case with most of them, I believe. Virtual leveling. So if you're past level 99 and a certain number of skills, you can go into your miscellaneous options in-game and toggle this on. So for me, this means I have level 119 farming and 102 herb lore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, people have been wanting this for quite some time. I mean, it doesn't show a level on the high scores, which is understandable. That would be a lot more...
strange.
Yeah, especially infrastructure point of view. So, I mean, you do get the level pop-ups and everything like that, so it does, you know, provide a marker of success if you're going for the 120. It's just that, well, there's actually nothing you can do with those levels once you get them. So, I have this turned on for the time being. And I'm going to say, quite frankly, it looks a little bit odd seeing level 100s everywhere. Believe it or not. I don't know if I'm going to keep it on past getting 120 farming, but we'll have to wait and see on that. And as an upshot of this, I noticed that my highest combat stat is... do you want to take a guess as to which one it is?
Magic?
No. Constitution at level 101.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a little surprise. I don't normally keep track of the XP in those skills. But anyways... So, you think this was needed?
Needed? No.
But as
I mean,
a nice...
people wanted it, so it's a nice addition that probably didn't take too long to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
they already had it in place for dungeoneering, so they
had
to do a few little things.
If XP is greater than 13,034,000, look at...
Yeah.
Bits of the table. There's some other options that come with it, like highlighting skills that are level 99 with a certain trim, and then highlighting 121 ones with another trim. And then if you're really, really, you know, maxed out, it can highlight the 200 mil ones as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something, I'll say.
It's something.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, I'm still a little bit...
Wow.
Myth that we didn't get prestige mode way back when.
So this is what, under interface?
Yeah, or no gameplay and miscellaneous, I believe.
Ooh. Unavailable unless... Oh, I see. That's not a nice way to do that.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on prestige mode when that was around? Were you for or against?
Eh.
Okay.
I didn't really have an opinion. Oh, I have 101 farming, guys.
Yay!
Woo!
18 behind me. But you still have the untrimmed version, so I'll hand you a victory on that front, I suppose. But anyways, as I was going to say, I think this is one-third of prestige mode, guys, if you believe that. Here's why. Because you need a level and an indicator in-game that shows when you level up past 99, right?
Sure.
The other part of prestige mode would be to add another high score table that shows levels past $99, which, I mean, not knowing how the web systems interact with the game, that might be easier said than done, but that's part two. And part three is allowing people to reset experience and a certain skill, and voila, you have prestige mode, completely toggleable. So I think this is one third of prestige mode if Jagex were to want to go down this path again, which I would, you know, be happy at looking at and enabling.
Of course.
Yeah. Because, you know, that would eliminate the need of so many more Iron Man accounts. Because
of what?
It would eliminate the need to create Iron Man accounts, because then you just...
What's that?
It's an
Iron Man?
Right. Oh, you'll be getting a whole lot more of that next week when we go visit the Gobies.
In the forest?
That's right. But anyways, yeah, oops, one third part of prestige mode. So I think we're on the way of enabling something great happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you think you're going to leave your virtual levels on?
Probably, because I just turned them on and I'm too lazy to turn them off. So yes.
All right. Well, that's...
I mean, the only reason I look at that is to use the skill guides, so...
Right. Yeah, I mean, the skill guides are a lot better than they ever were in the past, so...
And everything I have is 80 to 90-ish.
Right.
So...
Yeah, well, that's good you got past 80 divination and whatnot. It means you'll... it means you'll be good for invention when that comes out in January. Well, you don't need to touch it again, so be happy about that. But anyways, that is virtual leveling. I don't know that there's much else to say. It's not exactly controversial, and it's not exactly hard to get into, but yeah. Unknown if I'll keep it on. The only complaint I would have about it, though, is it looks kind of odd at the bottom now, you know, with that green text showing your virtual.
Ooh.
Okay, I shouldn't have pointed that out to you.
Ooh.
Okay, because that's painful to me as well.
Not good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it wasn't green, but yeah. No. Bad. All right. Anything else on the virtual leveling?
Not really.
Alrighty then. Well, let's move on to the patch notes for this week. They upgraded Darklight, the upgraded version of Darklight, after Dimension of Disaster. It's more effective against the demons now.
No, finish.
It's been buffed to... deal an extra 50 to 149% damage based on the abilities you're using, rather than 25 to 124% damage previously.
Is it useful?
Well, I mean, if you're fighting abyssal demons and whatnot, it basically behaves, I think, as to what would be almost a tier 85 weapon against a demon. But, I mean, of course, to unlock that, you do need to go through Dimension of Disaster playthroughs to get the tokens to spend in the Mirror Universe, and then what?
The Mirror Universe.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm calling it, and that's what it is, right?
I know.
It's also had a hit chance buff from 20% to 30% extra hit chance when using it, so... I guess they were thinking that not enough people were using it, which, I mean, when you think about it, Drygores are pretty damn powerful, so they're
also pretty damn expensive.
Yeah, that's how I funded farming. I sold them, but yeah. Of course, right? So, I mean, you gotta look at it. If you don't have Drygores or you don't have Ports weapons, but you enjoy questing, then perhaps this is a good thing for you to do. If not, I'm sure your Drygores are gonna be more than adequate. Also, we've had some set bonuses added to the Elven Sniper armor this week.
Cool.
Increases damage dealt to shapeshifters and increases the chance of attuned crystal weaponry using their passive effect. Also has a new effect called Tardian Fury, which deals damage around you depending on your weapon and agility levels. This can happen only once every 3 seconds, and the chance of it happening is increased per piece of the armor you're wearing for a maximum of 7.5% chance. So, I mean, I'm picturing right now this would be the perfect complement to an area of effect type setup, which we're lacking currently in RS. So that's good. But there's one more thing. Tardian Fury also removes stun and bleed effects automatically. So that means, you know, it's going to be doing that, and you don't necessarily have to worry about casting Anticipator Freedom to do that. So that's another win-win for you.
Oh, good. And how do you get this armor?
That's the one where you need to get 22,500 of those Tardian Crystals.
Oh, dear God. Isn't that the ones that took, like, an hour to get 1,000 of?
Yeah, that's 50.
Yeah, no.
50.
No. Huh?
It was 50 to get 50 in an hour, wasn't it?
To get 50 of them took an hour?
Yeah, it was skilling, but of course it's faster if you do combat.
Dear God!
Yeah, remember that was our number one complaint about the quest, was that we were there for so long.
Ugh. Ugh.
And, finally...
Go outside. Don't do that. Go outside, please.
Finally, the attuned version, on being hit or during use of Saren's skilling prayers, there's a chance to obtain harmonic resonance. Lasts for a few seconds and while active causes Saren prayers not to drain energy, Aurora spells to proc twice, and increases the duration of crystallize by 15 seconds. So that's for each piece you're wearing. You get a little extra bit. And, you know, quite honestly, they needed to do this because aside from being a level 75 piece of hybrid armor, there really wasn't much else going for it. So I'm glad they did that, but I still don't see myself spending the time there to do it. I feel much the same way you do about that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'll let you tell the listeners about this next one.
Oh, God. Which one?
The Sun Spear.
Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Okay. Now grants more prayer and fire making XP, can be reclaimed for a fee, has a 1 in 5 chance to yield Columbarium loot down from 100%, and it also no longer increases your cremation count. So, oh, excuse me, that's annoying.
Yeah, and I mean, it did seem kind of too easy, I want to say, maybe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of saw this nerf incoming after the quest, but...
someone said that was going to happen, and I was like, eh. And then it happened.
Yeah, lo and behold. Eh? That's just the way it goes. Oh, Jilly Willikers, they nerfed it.
Ugh.
But prayer and firemaking XP... And it's a level 75 stab, stab, stab weapon. So it's got to be good, right? I'm sorry, I didn't do the inflection there. But
stab, stab, stab.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, that is the TF2 sniper taunt when he's using the Huntsman.
Yeah.
So. All right. A bank good chest thing has been added on the Pristina's Waterfall. I mean, as if that thing wasn't overpowered enough as it is. Like, really? Okay. I assumed you were going to talk about the cannonballs.
Oh, yeah, cannonballs. The max hit has been increased from 768 to 1152.
Right on. You know, those are such programmers' numbers, 768 and 1152, aren't they? Well, you found that amusing?
You said right on, and I found that amusing.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. I can't be held responsible for how I speak. I think you might have missed in the boot earlier, but that I didn't draw attention to that, but I did now. but no, I think the cannon is still going to be kind of useful, you know, even though it's, when it's firing its balls, it's still, I mean, it's not as good as it was before EOC. I don't know what the use case for the device will be. I mean, maybe in legacy mode, but aside from that, not really for the expense, so...
Nah.
I think it's a obsoleted weapon. I was trying to, you know, combine obsolescence and obsoleted, but anyways. Bronze to rune armored boots are now non-members objects, although they're only available to non-members via Slayer from the GE. Okay, why didn't we do this in 06 when Slayer came out? That would have added a whole other market to the game.
Yeah?
Because, I mean...
Nobody buys those.
Rune boots come from Necreals, which is a level 75 or 75 Slayer critter. Or 80, sorry.
Critter?
Yes? What do you call little NPCs on the screen?
Monsters?
Okay, I can call it a critter then.
Right.
But, I mean, this really would have filled out the free-to-play armor side back then, and then, you know, would have provided a reason to, you know, not just alk these things way back in the day. So, too bad. And a full stop has been added to the vacuum pump examine. And for those of you guys in the U.S. or Canada, full stop is a period. Dot. Period. And that is the patch notes.
Why is that significant?
I don't know. I just put it in because, you know, it seemed like a very simple tweak. I mean, they documented a period being added to examine info. All
right.
I know, eh?
Hey.
Right on. All right. Anything else in the patch notes for you?
Oh, man.
Okay, then. Well, Treasure Hunter Pet of Seasons. We've had the Crown of Seasons, the Cloak of Seasons, and now, of course, we got the Pet of Seasons. This is accomplished by the mechanics' all the other of Seasons things. So basically, you get 600 flourishing seeds, lush blossoms, fallen leaves, and charred branches. And then with each one of those, you can make a pet for the various season. Combine them all together, and voila, you have a pet of seasons. Except this time you get a token, and you can sell that token on the Grand Exchange, so you can sell the pet if you are interested in, you know, making profit off this, or you can just redeem the token and then have it as your own pet. I'm not going to go for this one, I don't think, though I probably should since I have the other two. I mean, and it's Treasure Hunter, and you can trade them one-to-one, so it's not a hard thing to get, but I don't know. What do you think of the little picture of the guy? Think it's adorable?
Where? I have too many tabs open, one moment. And there it is. Like 16 RS tabs open. Picture. It's the little gay things that look like trees.
I don't know if that's what I would use to describe them, but yes, they look like trees.
Well, they're there.
Yeah, and they have those, that little gleam, the little gleam in their eye, don't they?
That little gleam in their eye?
Yep.
Right.
We got three with green eyes and one with blue. Which is interesting.
Creepy.
Yeah. Anyways, I probably won't go for this one. I'm happy with my Cloak of Seasons, which is worth $29 million right now. I don't know how that one got to be so much, but yeah.
Wait, how much is The Crown? Do I have any of those?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
How am I supposed to know if you have those?
You're supposed to keep track of my financial portfolio, Shane.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, no, we can't do that because you never set one up on the RSBB Grand Exchange portfolio.
You don't know that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you did, it's private then.
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, they're both at 5.2, the Crown and the Pet. So, I mean.
Nice plug, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know why the Cloak is so much more than the other two, but
perhaps it's more visible.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It goes all the way down to your feet from your shoulders, so yeah, that's it. And plus, I think it looks better too. I mean, who's gonna look at a crown or whatever's on your head unless it's a pea hat or a beret, right? So all right. Well, you guys know how you can get this. It runs from October 8th until the 13th on Treasure Hunter and by Skilling. So, you know, you can actually get it without spending money on the Treasure Hunter tokens. Excellent. And if you're not interested in this, well, you can trade the bonus or the materials in for bonus XP by talking to Lady Naya in Brithorpe. So there's that as well. So I guess that means bonus XP in, let's see, what are the skills here? I mean, like, it would be nice to know. Ah, here we are. Herblore, woodcutting, farming, and firemaking. So, herblore, good. Farming, good. Firemaking, good. Bonus XP, I think that's a good thing to do. All right. So moving on from the pet, we got the behind-the-scenes video for next week's Gobi Quest, Call of the Ancestors. This will be
in the forest?
Well, it's in Mazcab, and I assume we'll be heading into the Nemi Forest, yes. I said the E that time, I really did. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk to Tim along the way, and...
What?
Remember there's a Gobi named Tim?
I never went there.
Oh, oops. I thought you did. But
no.
I don't know. I think this is going to be a good quest. It looks really nice from the video here, and it is the first bottle quest, so that means it's going to be simpler than what we've had, and it's going to be built largely using existing assets. And, I mean, just some of the scenes...
It's the first what quest?
The bottle quest.
Bottle?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, it's a terminology used on TV shows where a bottle episode is an episode using very few special effects and just the standard sets that are built for the show.
Oh, okay.
So basically this is a quest using existing assets that are already in-game.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And there look to be some funny scenes in the in the video here, like Gobi's running into walls and whatnot. So we should get some good fun out of that. And we'll have no requirements, and it's a novice quest, which I am personally looking forward to because
A novice?
No, that's not why. Doesn't it just feel to you that this year has been so grand and on such a high scale that we should just kick back and relax for a bit with a simple quest?
Sure.
I mean, Dishonor Among Thieves, Dimension of Disaster, Heroes Welcome, Within the Light, and then the Lord of Vampirium.
Yeah, it's been kind of a big year.
Indeed it has. So, and I'm sorry, the light within, not within the light.
It's the same thing. It's their own fault for not being more original.
Yeah, that's right. So
just blame Jagex for all your problems and everything will be good.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be what a lot of people do these days.
That's the joke.
Yeah. Anyways, and in final passing here, before we move on to everyone's questions, we will just say here that if you use Twitch and you do watch the Jagex streams, just be careful, because they did put out a phishing announcement that a lot of people have been recently being phished on Twitch if they watch Jagex streams. Yeah.
Explain.
Well, I don't know what the full story is, but basically people are phishing Twitch.tv for trying to get people's RuneScape accounts and chats and whatnot. So, you always just got to be careful of, you know, where you're entering your password and where you're entering your username and whatnot. It's kind of like the separation of church and state, you know? You got to keep those things separate. So you got to keep your RuneScape password separate from other websites that aren't RuneScape.com.
I hate Shane.
Well, no, I think that's something everyone agrees on, and that's just a good way of saying it.
All right, Shane.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. So, questions. We didn't have any questions last week because we spent so long talking about RuneFest. Which the reviews seem like you guys enjoyed that, and I'll just say it was almost a 3-hour show, and that was probably the most painful podcast I've ever recorded, because I was podcasting for more than 3 hours straight. But
it's painful.
Well, I mean, I had basically 10-minute break in the entire time span.
So you did this to yourself.
I know, I know. But, I mean, other reviews from last week said that Sirion's voice was adorable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, we got that also going for us.
Speaking of wonderful voices, where is Uncle Dano?
He is in Ontario, Canada.
Like, on vacation, or that's where he lives?
That's where he lives.
All right. I have to make sure with you, because sometimes you try to make jokes, and they don't come across as jokes. They just come across as you talking.
And we will have Uncle Dano on the show sometime between now and the end of the year. That is one of our goals, of course.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Anyways, let's hear from another voice right now. We got an audio question this week from Pernasius.
From...
what? From Pernasius, I said.
All right.
Like I said, sometimes things just don't come out the way they're supposed to. I'm sorry about your name, Pernasius. I know it's Pernasius.
It sounded almost like you were making fun of his accent.
You guys did a fairly good job of that the other week.
All right, play the question.
G'day, Shane and Earth. Pernasius here. With RuneFest now over, we have heard of the updates they are planning for 2016. What is the one you are most excited about? And what with the announcement that they are wrapping up with the Vampire series, as well as Sliskay's tournament, what would be the next quest series, either 5th or 6th Age, that you'd like to see completed? And just want to say, great show last week. It was awesome to hear from people actually at RuneFest and reporting on the feelings about it while actually still there in the moment. As always, thanks for the great podcast and happy RuneScaping to all.
All right, so what would be the best, or what's the next quest line to finish?
Yeah, and your favorite part of Jagex 2016.
How about the gnomes?
Okay.
And I don't know, I'm pretty excited for the Gowers coming back. And also, Nomad. That's also cool.
You want to deal a final blow to him?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a tough combat quest, so just saying.
For the love of God.
Well, I mean, you did better in the Vampirian combat than I did.
All right, now let's move to Colorado.
What?
Marijuana is legal. Marijuana is legal in marijuana.
Woo! Oh, I see where you're going with that. Okay. So basically yours is the Gower brothers and the gnomes. All right. My favorite part of 2016 would have to be the mining and smithing rework. I've been talking about that since I don't know when. And if that can actually finally come into game, I'll be very happy. And it'll probably be the second most anticipated update of mine ever, next to finishing the Elf series. So that's where I am on that one. But quest series-wise, after we wrap up Vampires and Nomad and Sliskay and all that other fun stuff, I'd have to go with the gnomes as well.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed the gnome quests, and I was so disappointed when the pole won to finish the dwarves rather than the gnomes.
Oh, pirates. No, I changed my mind. Pirates.
Okay. I want the gnomes because of puzzles.
Yes, please. Yeah. And not stupid puzzles.
Like Elemental Workshop 5? I want that one too, but I mean, I want to preserve your sanity as well, so that's why I didn't say that.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for keeping me in mind.
Oh yeah, I keep everyone in mind when I make decisions.
Do you, though?
Yes. Yes. But a second would have to probably be invention on that list, but that's deviating from Parnassius's question, so.
Eh.
Thank you, Parnassius. That was a nice and simple question. maybe we could get a Trouble Brewing update with the pirate quest.
Yes, please.
Because when you think about it, that's a very unique minigame, and that's one of the ones we've had most success with, so. Okay. You want to take the next one from Thieves?
No, I'll take the next one.
Alrighty. This is from Thieves. He says, hey. Hi, Thieves. I say hi to you. I'm allowed to talk to the listeners here.
It's kind of literally the point of the show, yes.
Numero uno, are you going to prepare for invention in any way to the lead up to its release? Well, I'm not going to throw anything away because you will need to break equipment down. So rather than, you know, alking the magic short bows and whatnot that I get from my level 3 clues, I will just keep them for later on. And of course, I should also stock up on some divination energy. So, yeah. How about you?
No.
All right. I mean, that adds a certain degree of mystique to the skill when it comes out, right?
I guess.
So, okay.
I mean, that's what I do with everything. I just go into it blind.
Yeah, except for the few little things that I point out to you, right?
Well, no, I usually just run into it blind, and then I'm like, Shane! Help me! And then you tell me what to do, so.
No, that's part of the way it goes. But looking through the list of invention perks found here on the RS Wiki, is there anything that catches your eye, except for moist, winky-faced? So, these are the perks that you can put on items.
Is moist invention something you want, Shane?
No. No.
No? Why not?
I mean, maybe if my seeds were moist, then they would germinate quicker. For farming?
Uh-huh.
But I don't think invention is going to be dealing with farming at all, so.
How unfortunate. You can't grow any seeds.
But I don't know. There's so many of them, and without knowing what they are, it's kind of hard to say. Atheist is interesting. That makes me think there could be a tie into the Godless faction.
Whatever would make you think that?
But the thing is, you can't be an atheist on RS because you've
they
seen a god.
Exist. Yeah.
Yeah. There's gaseous.
There's runic flux, which is only fun if you call it, if you say runic flux. You say it in that voice.
Oh, that's good. Gaseous, I don't know what that would be from. Grenadier, hamstringing. I don't know, it's hard to say. Clumsy?
That's you!
No!
No!
I don't know. Like, you gotta think, what would these words mean in the sense of a weapon? Like, what would a moist weapon do?
I don't know. It'd probably be... I mean, it'd be easier to get in, I guess? I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Oh, there's one for slowing time!
Ah!
Oh, yeah, that one. That one. I gotta have that one when it comes out. Slow time down. But I can't really say because I don't know what they're gonna be.
Wise.
So oh yeah, that one's good. I'm gonna go with slow time.
All right, I'll go with wise.
Yes, you could be Lord Earth, the wise. Are you gonna
I'm
stick
already
with divine?
Yeah,
figured. any plans to play Chronicle when it comes out?
No.
I'll probably have a look at it for the sake of this podcast, and if it catches my eye, then, well, maybe. But I already got a lot of good fun games on my telephone that are good.
Is it going to... Oh, it's on mobile?
Yeah, it's going to be on tablet. And
is it on Windows Phone?
You're going to have to ask them about that.
Hey, is it on Windows Phone?
Well, I'll endeavor to find an answer. And can't you sideload Android apps yet?
That's with Windows 10.
Okay, well, it'll be out.
And that's coming out in November, right?
You're the Windows 10 phone user. So, there's our answer with that one. Like, I see Chronicle as a thing you do to waste some time, but... There's lots of other games that I can do to do that. Like, Word Feud, for example, is a favorite, as is, well, my ongoing chess games with these three here. And
these
speaking of
three?
Yeah, you, Mike, and Patrick.
I didn't realize Mike and Patrick were here. Hi, Mike and Patrick.
But there's also another good phone game you should look at. It's called Threes, which has been a pick of the week before. It's a properly designed version of 2048. And letterpress, both iOS. If so, are there any characters in game you'd like to see featured as a hero in Chronicle? I was actually thinking about this while watching the stream, and I would have to say Captain Picard, a.k.a. Augustine, from that quest. What?
Nothing. I was just breathing.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
That's good you're breathing.
Thanks, man.
So, who would you like to see as a character in Chronicle?
I mean, I assume the wise old man will be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see myself as a character in there.
Yeah, that'd be good. I actually think they're starting off with the signature hero, so the wise old man might not be there to begin with.
I should be in there.
You should. You're the entire planet.
Damn right.
I believe you mean straight, but yes. And finally, which characters would you like to revisit in the so-called bottle quests? Thanks, fellas. Keep up the good work. Thieves.
Well, bottle quests. I mean pirates, because they like bottles of ale.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I like that connection you made just there.
Well, thank you. I liked it, too.
But once again, I'm going to go with Auguste from Enlightened Journey. I mean, come on. It deserves a sequel.
Does it?
Yeah, it does, being the only Star Trek quest in RuneScape.
I think that's reason to leave it alone, Shane.
Well, I mean, you could have a Star Wars quest. Isn't there something that's... The void stares back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Empire Strikes Back.
I'm pretty sure that's a reference to, like, Nietzsche or something.
No, they said it was Star Wars.
What? No. The quest name is a reference to the famous quote by philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Whoever battles monsters should take care not to become a monster, too, for if you stare long enough into the abyss stares back into you. I was right. That was Nietzsche.
All right. Well, you've just, you know, proven that you know more about quest lore and history than Trekkie, because he covered that quest when it came out, and he said it was Star Wars.
Trekkie, come on, that's Nietzsche.
Okay, so come on, pick a character for a bottle quest. Who would you like to go back and spend some time with?
Hell, I don't know. Who's your least favorite character?
The signature hero woman, I believe, Xenia. But she died.
Because she's old?
No!
She's a woman?
No!
Then why?
I just found her annoying.
Alright, I want that one.
Oh, I know who is my least favorite. Kenneth.
Who?
The Kenneth, the bratty kid.
The one that we fixed?
Yeah, the one who we helped become an adventurer and had the whip, fuzzy
with the
toy.
Whip. Yeah.
Fantasy game. This
is not that kind of fantasy game. Yeah, sure. Kenneth. Okay. We'll go with Kenneth. Although I don't think that was Kenneth.
What was the name of the quest? I don't even remember. It was Kenneth Concerns and then something.
Yeah, like that was something completely different. I'm like 99% sure.
And you see, this is the problem.
Because that was Carnelian Rising.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's it. That was the quest that was... Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, that one was bad.
No, their son Philippe.
Oh, that's
Carnelian.
It. Yeah, because he had a French name. That's why. That's why he needed help.
Mm-hmm.
As you described the French, right?
What?
You always described the French as cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. Well, as you can see, Earth here wants to put me through pain of going back through that quest series where, well, I greatly spared him from Elemental Workshop Part 5.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Thieves. I believe you want to read this question from Colton.
Yes. It's from Colton. Welcome back, Reed, and hello again, Shane. Questions for this week. What is your preferred brand of toothpaste? Reed, what is your earliest class, and how long before it do you tend to wake up? If you guys could trade one body part of yours for one of an animal, which body part would you adopt, and why? Waffles or pancakes? With all the quests that were announced at RuneFest, which one are you most anticipating? We love, Colton.
He said thanks, not love.
Really, did he?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, toothpaste.
I think I use Crest.
Oh, okay. Flavor?
Mint.
Oh, that's relatively standard.
Yes?
Okay. Let me answer toothpaste.
Oh, right. You need to answer your question, I guess.
Well, I actually have some areas on my teeth that are sensitive to temperatures and cold more so than the others. So I use Sensodyne with their rapid relief variety, mainly because that it just prevents the teeth from getting sore.
Cool.
Yeah. And that toothpaste, as a fact, has strontium in it. That's the active ingredient that makes your teeth not hurt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. My earliest class is... Monday, it's at 10 o'clock. Tuesday, Thursday, it's at 10:50. And... Wednesday, Friday, it's supposed to be at 11, but I don't go to that one. So, noon. And I usually wake up... It really depends on the day. Some days I feel like getting up at around 6 a.m. and going on a morning bike ride. Other days I sleep until about 20 minutes before my class starts.
Right on.
Last 3 weeks since I've been so busy, it's been the latter. But before that, I've been getting up really early and going biking in the mornings.
We are so aware of that.
Yeah.
All right. And number three?
If you guys could trade one body part of yours for one of an animal, which body part would you adopt and why? You go first, Shane.
I don't see why we would want to take a body part from an animal when, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I could have something with better eyes, sure, but... I don't know.
Yeah, would it, like, scale to our body?
Yeah, because, I mean, lots of animals have really, you know, shitty eyes and can't see color.
Yeah, but then they're... What about, like, hawks?
Yeah, but then, I mean, would you have to put one on each side of your head?
Oh, that's true. So, questions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm. I don't know, man.
You have yours?
My eyes?
No, your body part.
My eyes?
That you would prefer to trade.
I said eagle.
Oh, so you want eagle eyes?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, let's just go with that, because, I mean, my eyes are horrible as it is, so.
Yeah.
Or maybe the memory of an owl, because owls never forget.
That's an elephant.
Oh, whoops. Okay. I'm trying to think of something original here, but I can't. Sorry, Colton.
I think you know what you should say.
No.
Everyone, we had to edit in. Something out.
Yeah, so tune into the clip show.
Tune into the clip show.
You hear Reed laughing like a girl?
Ooh, got me.
Well, it's true.
Is it?
Yes.
Alright. Waffles or pancakes, Shane?
Pancakes.
Yep, same. Although I could go for both.
I don't like the holes or the little, what did you call those things in the waffles? The holes?
Indentions?
Yeah, the indents. I don't like those because it makes it too hard to cover it with stuff and get it all.
Oh, I love that.
Pancakes are just uniform.
Pour the syrup in there and like it just fills it up. It's like a little bowl for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're pancake people then. Though I haven't had pancakes, like proper pancakes, in a long time that I can remember. So.
Yeah. Andrew, my roommate, makes me pancakes some mornings.
just adds on to the list of stuff he does for you.
Mm-hmm. And Shane, all which right. quest are you most anticipating?
I gotta say the final one in the Six Age series. I really want to see what they do with that. And, I mean, what the final death tally is. Because I doubt we'll get through these four quests without another god death. Because, I mean, all we've had so far is Guthix and Bandos. And, well, Virago, if you count Virago. But, I don't know. I just kind of want to put Sliske in its place.
Wait, what do you mean if we count Virago?
Well, I mean, there was some question as to, I mean, was Virago a god or not? And what would happen if he didn't die? That kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, not Virago. Tuska, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Tuska. There you go.
Everything makes more sense now.
Splendid. You?
Nomad.
Okay.
And the Gower quest.
Oh yeah, that one's gonna be great. Actually, yeah, might as well put that one up there as number one, tied with the last one in the Sliske arc, because, I mean, that really says something about what RuneScape is all based about. It was this little thing that Andrew and Paul started, and going back to that and actually having them come in, write a quest, and implement it is going to be a really, really great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree.
I think it could possibly top, you know, other quests that have been released in the past. So I'm all behind that one as well. But yeah,
excellent. It's
going to be a good year for quests. And I honestly think that that is what 2016 is going to be all summed up with, you know, all the big quests that were mentioned and, of course, the little bottle quests along the way. So, yep. Thank you, Colton. Great questions. And you provided Reed's enjoyment for the night, I think.
Oh, is that all the enjoyment I get?
No, we can have more, but first, let me just tell the listeners that if you want to send in a question, just head over to update.rsbnb.com/ask, and you can ask your questions there, or leave us a voicemail on the Google Voice number, which is 571-57-BNB, which is translated to 571-572-2632. And that's a North American number, and I guess most people in the U.S. have nationwide long distance.
Do you not?
No.
What?
Yeah, you pay extra here if you're calling outside your city. Like, if we were to place a call to Calgary or something, that would cost.
Like,
cost
you
the
would...
same as you would pay extra. Yeah.
Wow. We just wow. That's wow. Okay.
That's just the way it works here. All right. Ready for some tech news?
Yes.
So the Surface Pro 4 with a new Surface Pen and the Surface Book, among other Microsoft announcements this week. Thoughts, seeing as this is your kind of camp?
Yeah. So remember how the iPhone, like, blew everything out of... And when it came out, blew
it basically all the changed the game.
Yeah, that's what the Surface did. I'd say the Surface Pro 3 did that. 1 and 2 were cool, but they didn't really have that much of an impact, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know at that, but I mean, I have a Surface Pro 3. I'm using it currently. And Pro 4 looks awesome.
I mean, it's the same form factor as the one you got right now. But it, of course, is just more powerful, you know, evolutionary upgrades. I don't think there's anything really to write home about with this one. Is that what you're doing your programming on this afternoon? Or did you bring your actual desktop home?
I didn't bring my desktop home for four days.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So, Surface Pen?
What about it?
I don't know. It's kind of like the Apple Pencil, right?
Except not shit.
Well, I mean, well, we won't talk about Apple here, but, I mean,
I think we need to.
Well, aren't they going to accomplish the same thing?
What? The pen?
Yeah.
And well, one, Apple it's Pencil. Included with it, right?
Oh, okay. All right. That changes things.
Which is smart, because who in their right mind is going to pay $100 for a pencil?
Yep. I mean, if you're an artist, sure.
So, I do have a question, though. Does the keyboard come with this? The Pro 4?
I think it does, because, I mean, it's not the book. Okay. The Surface Book does not come with a keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I had to buy my keyboard separately.
Oh, maybe you do then. I don't know. I just assumed it did.
Yeah, but I think that the iPad Pro is going nowhere.
All right. Whereas the Surface Pro 4 has the power of Windows 10 behind it, which we, of course, know. Now,
yeah, I mean, like I said, when I got my Surface, I know I told you this, because I have an iPad Mini, and I told you, my Surface is what I wanted my iPad to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if they made the iPad Pro run OS X...
OS 10.
Then it might have a chance... But, like, it doesn't have any ports on it to begin with. All it has is that lightning adapter, which really limits you.
It also has the magnetic keyboard connector.
What does?
The iPad Pro? Yeah.
Yeah, how many versions of the iPad did it take for them to figure that out?
This is the first one.
Yeah, no. Which version is this, though?
Well, it's an entirely new product, the iPad Pro.
Which generation of the iPad? Like 4, 5?
5.
Took them 5 tries to figure out that, hey, if you include a real keyboard, that'd be pretty swell.
Yeah. And, I mean, I mean, we keep going back to the iPad to talk about this, but... I think the problem with the iPad Pro side of things is that the applications don't exist for it. It's in a kind of a position where the iPad was in when that first came out. All the applications were built to run on the iPhone, whereas right now nothing is really built to take advantage to a 13-inch touch display on the iOS. So I think that's a problem we're seeing, and the success or failure of the iPad Pro is going to hinge on whether the app developers embrace this and, I mean, make the apps bigger and make them almost desktop complete, and if enterprise and creative adopts it.
Yeah, see, that's the issue, though, because they're not going to get enterprise to adopt it because they're already using Windows.
Yeah, but Office is free for iOS.
Yeah, but it actually works on a computer.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is it you're saying? Is that the applications aren't there, and therefore the Surface is the form factor we should be targeting, or?
I'm saying that, how much is the iPad Pro?
I believe it is $899, same as the Surface Pro 4.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why would you buy that?
I don't know. But, I mean, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, I think you're right. About
like
this.
Wow, why would you buy that?
I mean, if you are invested in the iOS and iCloud ecosystem, then sure. But
what are you going to be doing on there that you're so invested in?
And see, that's the thing. We don't know yet as to what it's going to be used for, which makes it kind of a gray box. Whereas, like you said, the Surface gives you everything that your Windows computer can do on a touch form factor.
And I could do everything. And I could do everything that I wanted to on the iPad Pro on my iPad and for the most part, my iPhone, right?
Yeah. iPad Pro, $799 for 32 gigs and $949 for 128 gigs.
Oh.
So, yeah.
For 128? Wow, at least they're actually offering acceptable amounts of storage?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, that's the biggest issue I have, and you... Ugh.
See, the thing is, I think you're supposed to do it with the cloud.
Yeah, but you get a lot of music and apps. You can't store that in the cloud.
You're right, you can't with the apps, and 32 gigs would fill apps up pretty quick if they're high-end apps. That's true. But there's one more thing that came this week with this Microsoft announcement, and that's the Surface Book, which is a Surface that can be docked, and it makes a laptop. And when you connect it to this dock, you get I think it's some kind of NVIDIA GPU.
Mm-hmm. I read something about that.
So basically, this is one or the other. If you want the Surface, you get the Surface Book, and then you can attach it. And for a little bit more, you get basically a laptop going into that. And it's also worth noting that this is one of Microsoft's first technical products, hardware-wise, that they've ever created. So, this is a new territory for them.
What?
This is their first actual laptop that they've ever created.
Oh, laptop. Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. And like I said, when the iPad Pro came out, that would have been an interesting device if it ran OS X, because lots of places can use OS X. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. Would you upgrade to a Surface Pro after your Surface, or I'm sorry, a Surface Book after your Surface Pro becomes obsolete?
How much?
$14.99. And it becomes a laptop.
I don't know.
It's a 3:2 resolution display, 3,000 by 200, 3.25 pounds.
I mean,
6th-gen,
it's
i5,
pretty
i7.
Much the same price as, or the same specs as the Surface, but it's got that NVIDIA chip, right?
Yes.
Like, if money were not an object, yes. But
yeah,
$1,500?
And the Surface, as it is, does a good enough job. So
yeah. Like, I'll probably continue using this for at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. Last month in Informer, I talked about hardware longevity at informer.rsbnb.com.
Nice plug!
And I basically say that today, you can make a computer last for 5 years. If it's of good build quality and you get good hardware. That means an SSD, you know, name brand components, and you treat it right. So
I mean, I think the only thing you'll need to upgrade more often than 5 years might be the graphics card, and that's if you want to stay on the high end of things.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to upgrade my GPU next with the next line of AMD graphics cards, but I
really
don't think... Yes.
okay. We'll see if I can wait that long. I don't know if I can.
All right, you did a dumb thing and got NVIDIA.
Yeah, it might be having hardware problems, but that's a topic for another time.
Well, yeah, you have NVIDIA. That's the problem. You think I'm joking.
All right. It's also worth noting that the Surface Book has a mini DisplayPort and two full-size USB 3s, which you don't get on the iPad Pro.
Oh, it has two USB 3s? Yep. No. Oh, that's nice.
Also an SD card reader.
Yep, microSD.
Doesn't say. Oh, full size. Full size.
Oh, it's full size? Damn. So you
yeah,
can
those
get...
micro ones, you really got to be careful with those. They're easy to choke on.
You say that like you have experience.
Oh, no, I don't have experience in that. I just imagine it's very possible.
Why is choking the first possible hazard you go for instead of, like, losing it?
I sometimes chew on my pen.
All right, you've almost choked before.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, should we move on?
On that note.
Or do you want to talk about the Lumias, which also appeared?
No, that's okay. We can talk about that as release gets closer.
Okie dokie then. Next piece of tech news, well, science news. A Nobel Prize in Physics has been handed out to two physicists, one from Canada and one from France, I believe, for discovering.
That says Japan.
Oops, sorry. I'm just going based off of memory right now because Safari is not responding.
Oh, but okay.
They discovered that neutrinos actually do have mass.
Ooh.
Now, for anyone basically wondering what this is, a neutrino is a particle in physics that basically is neutral, hence the neut, has no charge to it. And you're being bombarded by neutrinos constantly. They're generated in the sun, and they pass through you. So the idea is that, you know, I mean, we didn't know if neutrinos had mass before, but since we know that now, there's a whole host of future scientific, you know, possibilities from this, ranging from interstellar travel all the way to advanced medical imaging that can be thought of now. And, of course, not to mention that the standard model of physics needs to be rewritten
rewritten
to deal with this. So, yeah, very interesting this week in that regard. and I think the thing that theoretical physicists are most surprised about with this is because the standard model, as it is right now, says a neutrino can have no mass. And that's what they were banking on in order to find dark matter somewhere, which is basically matter that cannot be detected. So,
well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, back to the drawing board. Lots of questions. So, I mean, for people who are not, you know, into theoretical physics and might see theoretical physics as something abstract that you're not really concerned about, just think of, potential scientific advancements that can come from this. Like, who'd have ever thought that, you know, using little particles of radiation would be medicine, you know, or discovering the X-ray? So I think in, you know, 25 to 30 years, we'll start seeing the benefit from some of this research here going into this, dealing with neutrinos. So, yeah.
Cool.
I know. Seeing as my browser is kaput, can you read to us a bit about this unfortunate news about LastPass? Well, maybe unfortunate.
LastPass got bought by LogMeIn, who are the same people who do Hamachi.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Because, I mean, the people that log me in say that they're going to let LastPass remain its own identity, but that can only happen for so long, even if you're purchased, you know?
I guess.
But, I mean, the Joe guy behind LastPass had to update his blog post saying that it was actually a good thing for users. No plans to change the business model, and the acquisition provides us with access to resources that will enable them to innovate faster as they continue to strive to deliver an even better product than the one you've come to know and love. It's also important to note that the current LastPass team is staying in place and remains committed to deliver on the promise of privacy, security, and convenience, which has been the mission since day one. So, you going to continue using it?
I guess.
Because there are, you know, no free and open alternatives that have been verified as heavily as LastPass that's cross-platform. I mean, there's 1Password on OS X, which is good.
Isn't
and then
this
key
the one,
pass.
Isn't LastPass the one that Steve Gibson...
Yep.
Yeah, yep. And he... I can't think of anyone more paranoid than he is.
Paranoid in a good way, because you can be paranoid in a bad way and maybe jump to certain conclusions. So...
I don't know about that.
Okay. But... See,
anyway.
Were you ever a fan of Hamachi?
No.
Okay. Because
our friend Sierra Pyro what I think of Hamachi.
Yeah, and I know what you think of Hamachi. And I mean, for a time, it was okay. But now it's...
Can we not talk about it, please?
Okay.
I really don't like it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Because it's a very inelegant solution to a simple problem.
Yeah, for what most people use it for. But, okay. Well.
Anyway.
October skill of the month. Let's see what we got.
Tim has zero experience? Did he
Someone
die?
Should check on it. Okay. That's a quick conclusion to, whoa, that's messed up.
Whoa, what's messed up?
Never mind. You'll laugh at me.
Yes, I always laugh at you. What happened?
Safari is messed up heavily.
Ha ha ha. You're using OS X and it sucks. Is that what you thought I was going to do?
Yes.
Well, I guess you were correct.
But yeah, it's mining. Adiron Cronon, aka Touchpad Pro, 13.3 million XP gain. Second place, Carpi, 7.1. And third place, Parnassius, 1.1. That's Saren Stones for you. So.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what happened with Tim. He told me earlier this year he wanted to win all of them this year.
Well, look what happened to that.
Yeah, he lost the prayer one, and he's this far behind in mining. Oh. Well, I guess sometimes planned victories don't happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's skill of the month, and for anybody watching the video feed, you can see how screwy Safari got here in the last couple minutes. I can't control or scroll the page. I can't scroll the notes. That's
nice.
Lovely. Yeah, but we got some achievements now. The first one that I can see is Exarch got 99 mining on October 8th. Congratulations to you, sir.
Do you not know your own achievement, Shane?
No, I don't. I don't know what's next on the list.
It's your achievement.
Oh, 99 thieving.
On...
The 7th?
No, wrong.
Oh.
Shane got 99 thieving on October 8th, 2015. And then Bolter 99 got 99 fishing on October 5th, 2015. And Dark Spartez got 99 strength on October 5th, 2015.
Congratulations, everyone. That's an old name, Dark Spartez. It's nice to see him back.
Yeah. All right. So, pick of the week. My pick is NHL Game Center.
Ooh.
I purchased this last night because I live several hundred miles away from where my team, the Nashville Predators, play 9 months out of the year, and the other 3 months, two of those are the summer, so there's no hockey then.
Yeah.
So I bought this so I can always watch the games when I'm at school, and it's not I don't have to go to sketchy sites that are unreliable and low quality. I get full HD streams
of
all the games, actually.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, like I was able to watch the Oilers game too.
So, I bet that was amusing.
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. How much does this cost, and where can you watch it?
It costs like $130 for the whole season, and you can watch it on, of course, on your computer, iPhone, iPad, Android, Xbox 360, Xbox One. Pretty much every device.
Yeah, and I mean, so, that's cheaper than, you know, one ticket in a good seat at a popular team, you know?
At a team in a hockey market.
Yeah, yeah, like even a popular team.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can...
Here in the South, we have popular teams, but tickets are only like $30, so...
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's nothing like what they are. What they are here. I don't know what they
are.
And
we actually win games, too. I mean, come on. Tickets start at like $450 for a Maple Leafs game, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And they are really bad. They got shut out earlier tonight, 4-0.
And people still watch them for some reason.
Those poor people.
I mean, even the media's gone to calling it an exercise in futility. So. All right, that's a good pick. Do you know if it's available internationally for people who might not be in the North American continent?
It's available in U.S. and Canada. I'm not sure about where else, though. Let me check.
We know we have some who post on the forums in the UK who actually watch hockey. So
who's that?
Creepy pirate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Though I'm sure if he's doing that, he has his own way of watching them from the UK. So. Mm. Oh, and by the way, while you're doing that, let me just point out that
It looks like you can internationally.
Oh, good. Well,
I think the only restriction is if you're in the blackout area, which is around where your team plays. And I'm at home right now, and I was able to watch the game last night, so that doesn't appear to even be that.
Yeah, because I mean, there's no way to tell where you are with 100% certainty. And if they just lock people out based on geolocation, that wouldn't be good.
Well, there is, but...
Oh?
Yes?
Okay. Oh, huh. Oh, well, I mean... Okay, I mean... Oh.
Shane, but if you Google don't... what is my location. It'll give you an approximate area.
I know, but that's not exact. like
no,
like a GPS but... exact. But all right. But anyways, yeah, just pointing out to people that there's a new spinning rainbow on OS 10, El Capitan.
Aw, poor you.
Yeah, I got the rainbow in Safari. All right. What's next, or should we? Do we just talk about what we've been doing?
Just talk about what we've been doing. Okay.
Well, this week for me, I hit 100 million farming XP in addition to 99 thieving. So those were the two main accomplishments of the week. That means there's only a little bit over 4 million XP to go till the big 120 of farming, which we will have an event for, and everybody will be invited to. But also this week, I fully funded my 120 farming. I was going to come up with a banner, you know, fully funded and stuff like that, but then I realized I'm not that good in Photoshop. So, yeah, that's that. But no, aside from that on RS, actually not really sure what to do on RS now that I don't need to, make money anymore since farming is all funded. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Have any suggestions?
No.
Okay. What have you been up to?
I'm on fall break, so I'm at home resting.
Oh, good. Do you guys have Monday off? For Columbus Day?
No.
Really? My calendar says it's Columbus Day on Monday.
Yes, it is.
But that's not like a national holiday.
Well, technically. But we don't get it off.
Oh, that's too bad.
Anyways, there's still sales, though.
Oh, of course. There's always a sale.
I'm just guessing. Okay. I genuinely don't know, but I think so.
Our Thanksgiving is on Monday. So that is
what?
Yeah, Canadian Thanksgiving is on Monday.
Like 3 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. It is always the what I guess adds up to the second Monday in October. So.
What?
Yeah, that is indeed true. Anything else?
Not really.
All right. Well, I think then, with that being said, we are finished for RSBB update. Anything else before we go?
I got nothing.
All right, well then, thank you everybody for listening and sharing your time with us, and we will see you all next week. Remember to check out last week's RuneFest coverage, and if you want to chat with us, we'll be in the Bits Bytes Friends chat in-game.
All right.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye, everyone.